We've been getting reports of army cutworms working in wheat fields in northwest Kansas, so I want to make sure you know what you're looking for and understand the economic thresholds of these little munching worms. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Army cutworms are just an occasional problem that we see in wheat and alfalfa fields in our area. They show up relatively early in the spring and sometimes need a bit of control. While I'm out scouting for these insects, I first tend to look at fields that are not greening up like maybe I think they should, or in an area of the field that just doesn't seem to be getting much growth on it. If you are looking at a field with an area that seems a little behind, look at the edges of that area, because that's where the army cutworms will be finding new wheat to feed on. We are looking for gray larvae chewing on leaves. Many times the wheat will look like it just doesn't have too much growth on it or that it has been chewed off. You may also see square-shaped holes in the leaves where the army cutworm larvae have been chewing. They are also out feeding during the heat of the day and are sheltering in the soil during the cooler times. I tend to scout for army cutworms in the afternoon if I want to find them above the ground. If you're scouting during the cool part of the day, you'll need to dig down in the soil around the base of the plants, 1 or 2 inches deep. You're looking for a grayish, muddy-colored body that'll have a lighter-colored stripe or two down the length of the body on the sides. Now, there's several instars of caterpillar growth for the army cutworm. This means that they grow and molt several times in the spring. They are likely in their second to last or their last instar right now and are probably about an inch long. So how many are too many? The economic threshold of the army cutworm is actually based on how robust your wheat stand is. If the wheat has a poor stand or is really stressed, the threshold is 1 to 2 army cutworm larvae per square foot. Now, this is for army cutworm larvae that are about an inch long. Now, for most fields, there needs to be 4 to 5 larvae per square foot of row before treatment is needed. It has also been observed that there can be as many as 8 or 9 larvae per square foot in really good growing conditions or irrigated wheat before there was measurable yield impact. So for a recap, if you are seeing areas that look jagged or just aren't growing very fast, check them out for army cutworms. When you're scouting, look at the edges of those areas in the warm part of the day to see the larvae above ground chewing on wheat leaf tissue. And be sure to know your economic thresholds before you plan to treat a field. I have several resources on army cutworms posted on my website at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. These resources include a publication and a video showing what you're looking for out in your wheat fields. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.